Lois Tule is with us today. Lois is from Ngai Tuhoe, Te Whare Tō, Whakatohe, and Te Whanau Apanui. Long-time journo, Lois. And she's also the head of cultural partnerships and newsroom diversity and the program manager of Te Rito, which is a journalism project. The Herald has turned 160 years old too. We've seen some footage and photographs reminding us of the long history that the Daily has had, and of course it's a very strong role in opinion shaping in New Zealand. Lois, thank you for sharing some time with us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora, Lois. We have to be realistic too, like it's published some fabulous things over the years too, but you know, back in the day when it first started, it sort of had an anti-Māori tinge to it. That settlers had arrived in Tāmaki, and you know, the Herald too, perhaps even when it was founded all those years ago, had some misinformation that resulted perhaps in the Waikato War of 1863. Look, we can't always look back in that way, but Lois, you're conscious of the role it played too in those times when it was first came out in print?
Absolutely, yeah. We are aware of that because it's not a pretty history. And I think it's been held with the world for a long time. I wrote a column about what we're doing here at the Herald yesterday. I deliberately didn't go back into the history. It's Kaumaha. And I don't understand enough about it myself to be able to write an informed opinion about it. I have very emotional opinions about it. It's Kaumaha.
Yeah, and thanks. That's a fair description. I mean, we can't hold, because there's been some wonderful journalism and continues to be in the Herald as well. But every now and then we just need some reminding too. It's such an influential a piece of New Zealand media and has been for so long. I know that you've been working hard to embed more Māori skill into the overall delivery of the Daily. And I acknowledge Te Rito and the Māori journalists who have been encouraged with your guidance, to be honest, Lois. What have you noted in your many years of working there are the most significant changes in the way Māori are represented in the articles published within?
There's definitely been a shift, and you know, as I sit in that newsroom, what I feel, I think, is more important to where it's going rather than perhaps what's actually seen in the publication or online. So what I feel in the newsroom are a whole bunch of people, reporters and journalists, who really want to do better, right? If I didn't feel that, I wouldn't be here. And I feel that I need to be here to help guide. And, I mean, it's frustrating. It can be frustrating because it is not a quick process. But to me, it's important, incremental steps, and they're meaningful. So, you know, when I came here about 7 years ago now, one of the joys for me was sitting in a newsroom and young reporters coming in, kia ora, morena, and it's normal. Now, that's not the newsroom I grew up in, right? So from that point to me, that was a significant shift.
Tēnā koe, Lois. Sometimes I read the Herald all the time. I have to, why wouldn't I? Because, you know, we're working in media. It's the most prominent media outlet in many ways. And so its readership is enormous. Its influence, therefore, is very significant. But sometimes I have to admit to being frustrated with some of the articles and that seem to put the diss on things Māori at times and some of our people. What would you say of what's perceived at times an ingrained or sometimes unconscious bias in the editorial decisions made?
Yeah, look, I do think unconscious bias runs deep. And the thing with unconscious bias is it's not a deliberate thing. I get frustrated too, and sometimes I have to pick my fights. Because I know that, look, there are some articles that really push the buttons, right? There are some columnists who push the buttons. We know that. I'm also aware that as a publication, as a business, it's serving a particular audience as well. And one of my things is to try and build different audiences and new audiences in a different way. So go back to unconscious bias. Honestly, we could have I could have arguments every day, but often unconscious bias is exactly that. It's not being aware of the perception that's taken. I have to do better at making sure there's more balance in the content we do overall. So if I see something that is like that, then I have to make sure that we can get another voice. So I've got to do my job better.
I feel for you, Lois, because you're trying to counteract a style of reporting that has been cemented in to this publication across, a century and a half. And much of that is to put up on the front page Māori failure. A program like this tries to celebrate Māori success, and perhaps you're part of that too, Lois. But what role would you say that this major publication and therefore influencer of public opinion has had and continues to have on the perception of Māori historically, but perhaps even in a more important sense, Lois, today and into the future? How important a vehicle is this for Māori empowerment or not?
Look, it is, and I guess that's where our Te Reo program, which is it's not just NZME that Te Reo is sponsored by. We've got the three other media partners in Whakaata Māori, News Hub and Pacific Media Network. So those four organisations cut across the different communities. But for me, I would die in a ditch arguing that the way to affect change in newsrooms like this is to have more of us in that space, bringing our whakaata. So we're at ground level still, right? It's a big job. I mean, my goal would be to create succession, to try and help build leadership within our young rangatahi in spaces like this. The challenge is keeping them in spaces like this, as you know. But look, I will keep fighting to do it.
Tēnā koe, Lois, 160 years on, that's worth acknowledging. Please accept the influence that the Herald has. There are many perhaps who feel that the media outlet, as is possible, is owned effectively by right-wing thinkers. What would you say there?
Interestingly, I think in this newsroom itself, I would say it's largely left-wing thinking in this newsroom. And it's actually in journalism generally, but we have very right-thinking columnists.
That's not helpful to the Māori case, is it? It's such an influential paper, and I read them too. And I think, What the hell are they doing here? Why is the Herald publishing that? And it makes me think that the owners must be that way leaning to allow that sort of anti-government, at times anti-Māori rhetoric to come through. I don't need to name the columnists, but I think those listening today might have an idea in the background.
You know, and in terms of my mahi here, I have to push harder. I have to try harder, to work harder.
I feel for you, Lois. You know, you shouldn't be on a one man crusade. I mean, we're all supportive of what you're trying to do. Don't get me wrong, please, sis. I don't. It's no criticism of you, Lois. I know that you're doing your best, but you are sort of trying to counteract a century and a half of a certain type of reporting. And in this space, we're a Māori radio station, in the way that Māori issues have been represented by this very prominent and influential media outlet.
It might be a pop out, but I'm focused on my research on trying to bring more young Māori and public voices. It's definitely making a difference in this newsroom having those younger that we've got.
Hey, Lois, could I just ask you to bang your phone there? Sis, that for some reason went quite muffled, and I think it might have been, you know, a very important cordial to wrap up our conversation. Like I say, Lois, we as Māori broadcasters, Māori journalists, I mean, we have to be united. We have to have a united front. And I recognise that, you know, you're in a somewhat unique position. But please feel this cordial is supportive of you, Lois. It's not critical of you. It's just trying for our listeners to put it in perspective, really.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Daryl. And I do have a lot of support, you know, outside among our peers. I have a lot of, and they're not shy to say, Jesus Christ, why? But you know what? I feel that the mahi, and it's not overwhelming. It's not, because I have to pace myself. And for me, it's really important, mahi. And I actually really love working here as well, and that, you know, keep fighting the fight, I think. I really enjoy working here. I'd like to think that I'm in my twilight years, obviously, of my journalism career, and I would love to give back to Māori media. This is one way I can do it at the moment. But you're right, and thank you, Dale. Thank you for those words. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, please take it. It's quite sincere, Lois. You know, yeah. She's tough. She's tough turf at times, but I can sense your sincerity here, and I'm sure our listeners can as well. Let's get in there, do the best we can, and reflect the wonderful world of Te Māori as best we can. And that mahi is going to go on for another 160 years and beyond. It's a struggle without end, as Ranginui Walker coined it. Good on you, very Lois. Good. Great talking with you again, sis. Thanks very much. Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi. Mauri ora. Lois Today from the Herald.